Good morning, everybody. Okay, just we have fire right here, so everybody just be aware. Talking to myself, too. Good morning. Okay, guys, I got something this morning. Anybody know what I got? I'm going to see if I can beat Mr. Conrad to the double mint this morning. You guys know about this? Should we open it up? Should we have some? All right, okay, well, let's do this. How many of us are there? Let me get a pack out here, and I'll start passing these. Don't open them yet, okay? Don't open them. Marcus, hold on to that. Don't open it. Don't open it. Oop, that one fell. Here you go. Don't open it. Hold on to that. Hold on to it.
You know, I don't like.
You don't like it? You don't have to eat it, but just hold on to it for a minute. Let me open a new pack. Don't open them yet. Just hold on. Okay, opening a new pack. Here you go. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Here you go. Everybody today. Here you go. Here you go. Oh, we got to get a new pack open for Ashton. Hold on. Just don't open it. Don't open it. Okay, here we go. Ashton, does everybody have theirs? All right, everybody open it. I'm going to open mine too. Okay, now go ahead and eat it.
There's nothing in it.
This is a new pack of gum. I just opened these. What in the world? We were expecting something to be in here, and it's empty, right? That actually reminds me of a story that we tell today, and it's something that happened about 2,000 years ago. Jesus died on the cross, and he was in the tomb. You guys know what a tomb is? It's like a grave. He was in the grave. They had buried him. And then they went back on Sunday after they buried him on Friday, and they were expecting him to be in there, right? They were expecting something to be in there. And they opened up the tomb, or the tomb was open, depending on which gospel we're talking about. And you know what they found?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why was there nothing in there?
Because he rose from the dead.
Hallelujah. Say it with me. Alleluia. That means praise to God, and we say alleluia a lot today because God raised Jesus from the dead. And so when we opened up this and expected there to be something in there, there was nothing in here because I took all the gum out and then I folded it very sneakily and I put it all back in. And I even opened the bottom of these so I could open the top like normal and you wouldn't know. So I was very sneaky. That's why there was nothing in these gum wrappers. But why was there nothing in the tomb? Because Jesus had raised from the dead, which is amazing. It changes everything for us. Let's say it one more time. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Now, you're not going to go away entirely empty-handed, so you can clean up those sad faces I'm seeing. Okay, so we have several things to talk about now. One of them is I was asked to give you all one of these, and you are welcome to have one of these as soon as church is over. All right? Everyone's going to get one of these bags after church is over. So these are going to go over here. And then I got something else for you guys. All right. So you can take those Easter bags with you as a treat as we celebrate that Christ is risen. And I have something else that I need your help with. Okay. We've done these before. You've seen these. We call these sometimes our Alleluia wands, right? But I sort of went to the next level this year, and this could be trouble, but we're going to see. Some of our older kids are going to have these really big ones, and here's the thing. With these are really big, right? So you need to listen to your parents or your grandparents or whoever's with you about if they say that you need to take it easy on these, you need to take it easy on these. But I think it'd be pretty fun. What I would like you to do is anytime we say alleluia, anybody, you want this one? Anytime we say alleluia, Conrad, I think we're going to go with this one for you. You think you can do that? Give it a shake. Let me see it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here you go. And anytime we say alleluia, we're going to shake these. And Ashton, I think this is about your speed. And here you go. Ava, I think that's about your speed. Marcus, everybody? Got one that needs one? Okay, so here's what we're going to practice. You're going to have to unwrap those when you get there. But when we say alleluia, what do you do with them?
Shake them.
Yep. All right, this is going to be fun, I hope. We are so excited. You can open it. Your parents will help you. We're not going to go to children's church right now. We're getting ready to go sing a hymn, and our hymn is going to have lots of alleluias in it, okay? So I want you to be ready. When you hear alleluia, wave this thing around, and we're going to be good to go, all right? Let's pray. Pray with me. Gracious God, you raised Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. Praise be to God. Help us to sing your praises. Amen. All right, I can already tell this is going to be fun for me to see and fun for you to deal with. Okay, guys, you can stand up and go back to your seats.